The world's richest man says he wants to figure out how members of Congress have become what he described as strangely wealthy. Elon Musk announced Doge will be investigating how members of Congress have become multimillionaires, even though they only make $174,000 per year. Elon Musk said, "I'm trying to connect the dots of how did they become rich? Well, earning? How'd they get $20 million if they're earning $200,000 a year? Nobody can explain that." Musk made the comment during a town hall when he was asked whether the Doge team has found evidence that politicians received international aid funds the U.S. government dispersed to non-governmental organizations. Musk said he's confident there's corruption, but could only offer a theory as to whether lawmakers profited off government funds and didn't have any proof. Elon Musk stated, "So they'll send the money overseas to one NGO, then they'll go through a bunch of them, and I'm highly confident that a bunch of that money then comes back to the United States and lands in the pockets of the people you just mentioned. But it is a circuitous route. It's not like it doesn't go directly." Musk specifically called out career politicians like Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, who are worth $54 million and about $2.5 million respectively. McConnell's wealth comes from his wife and his family. In 2008, he was gifted an undisclosed amount from his father, and he and his wife were given between $5 and $25 million from her family. McConnell is married to Elaine Chao, whose family owns a successful shipping company. There are false internet rumors that Chuck Schumer is worth up to $80 million. His Senate financial disclosure forms indicate the family's net worth is at most a few million, and that most of it is in the form of long-term investments, like mutual funds, owned by his wife. Other members of Congress who are very rich made their money before they were elected. For instance, the richest man in Congress is Senator Rick Scott, who has an estimated net worth of $549 million. He made his money in the late 90s when he helped found what ultimately became the world's largest for-profit hospital chain. He didn't become Florida's governor until 2011. Senator Mark Warner is estimated to have $249 million that he made through his venture capital firm that was an early investor in XM Satellite Radio and Nextel Communications. The big recurring debate on Capitol Hill is whether or not members should be able to trade stocks. Over the years, lawmakers have introduced bills to ban members and their spouses from trading or even owning individual stocks. Despite multiple attempts, they've never been able to get it approved.